Welcome to the Why Throne Wisdom Podcast. I'm Vinita Mohan, your host and a licensed marriage and family therapist from the Bay Area, California, specializing in trauma and attachment repair. I'm also a certified EMDR specialist and a certified shamanic practitioner. Beyond therapy, I create spaces for authentic connections, teach workshops, blog, and offer spiritual healing. Being a therapist and a healer is my life's calling, and I look forward to sharing my journey with you. In this episode, we explore the power in pausing. With the new year just around the corner, is it time to rush into resolutions and actions? Or could we learn from nature and choose to pause and reflect instead during this period of hibernation? Should the new year begin in spring instead? Following my last podcast on the winter solstice, I want to talk about the power of the pause. Nature teaches us that fall or autumn is the time to let go, and winter is the time to go within, to rest, reflect, and restore. Most animals in nature hibernate at this time. However, as humans, we start gearing up for the new year, make resolutions, dig deep for motivation to set new goals for ourselves. Unfortunately, this doesn't quite line up with nature. I have often wondered if a calendar year should start in April as opposed to January. After all, that is the beginning of spring and new growth. In fact, in the south of India, where I come from, we actually celebrate our new year around mid-April, April 14th. Perhaps our wise ancestors knew a thing or two about life. So how would it feel to actually pause at the beginning of this new calendar year rather than spring into action? What is the power hidden in pausing? Viktor Frankl was a psychologist who served 3 years in Auschwitz and later on wrote his famous book, Man's Search for Meaning. One of his many famous quotes talks about the power of pausing. Between stimulus and response, there is a space. In that space is our power to choose our response. In our response lies our growth and our freedom. Often, I get a lot of queries about when it is imperative to take action and when it is appropriate to let go, and how to know the difference. Both great questions. I, for one, took a much-needed pause myself from doing, and I'm back recharged to talk about the power of pausing. Victor's quote gives us some tips on this subject. The first thing we have to do in any situation is pause. This pause opens up the space between reacting to any situation and responding to a given situation. This space is so powerful in life. In this space, many things happen. First, it helps us calm our reptilian brains, which can go into the reactive and primitive responses of fight, flight, or freeze. While this may have been the right strategies as hunters to survive in the jungle, it is not appropriate for our lives today. We no longer live in the jungles. There are no more saber-toothed tigers or monsters lurking around the corner. However, our brains do not know the difference between a real threat and a perceived threat, and therefore we see paper tigers everywhere on a daily basis. Rick Hansen, the neuropsychologist, calls it paper tiger paranoia. Many threats, say Hansen, are to our self-concept and not physical threats of survival. However, the brain does not know this difference and acts as if the boss who is bullying us is a saber-toothed tiger and we are a gazelle fighting for our life. Our self-concepts are our views about ourselves as kind, generous, thrifty, smart, patient, compassionate, good parents, and so on. So when someone threatens the self-concept, we get triggered and provoked. And if we do not pause, we will go into our primitive strategies of our reptilian brains or learned maladaptive strategies of our mammalian brains. We might either act in aggressive ways or shift to people-pleasing or run away entirely from conflict or cause self-injury by shaming ourselves. None of these will work in the short term or long term. So in this space, we can pause, slow things down, take deep breaths, and wait for our more developed middle frontal cortex, MPFC, to come online so we can take a comprehensive look at all aspects, visceral, emotional, and cognitive. Second, once we have taken the time to pause and create space between ourselves and what is happening to us, we can access our power to choose our response. Knowing when and where we have the power and when we don't is really the key to making wholesome choices. Tying back to the previous podcast on minding your own business, MYOB, when something is not your business, you generally have no power. Power goes along with authority, responsibility, and accountability. They all have to be balanced. If you take on all the responsibility for someone else but have no authority to hold them accountable, you are powerless. This is the kind of soup many of us get ourselves into with our spouses, our siblings, parents, and children. We get mixed up between power and powerlessness, and we set ourselves up for heartbreaks, helplessness, and suffering. The reverse is also equally true. In situations where we have power, we fail to set healthy boundaries, take back our sovereignty, and choose what is safe and known versus what is right and unknown. So the key to making healthy choices is to first align with our sovereignty. This is where it really helps to check the source of your intentions. Are your intentions arising from self-love or from fear? Fear leads to powerlessness. Love leads to power. Finally, it is important to make choices based on our healthy soul esteem, which is built on truth, virtues, and values. As it is said, seek thy truth, and the truth shall set you free. When you stand in your own truth, when you first belong to yourself, when you make choices from a source of self-love, it will not only lead to your growth and freedom, but will also set your loved ones free to pursue their own growth. So this year, take a different approach to January. Take time to pause, to reflect back on the year gone by, to go within, rest, rejuvenate yourself in silence, and wait. Allow the spaciousness of that pause to guide you. Wait for the soft voices of wisdom to bubble up from deep within. Let those whispers of your soul offer you a path forward in the new year. Wishing all of my listeners a very healthy and happy new year. Thanks for listening to this episode of The Wild Grown Wisdom. In this series, we delve into the journey of our spiritual essence having a human experience. While many social scientists study human emotions, thoughts, and behaviors, and others explore transcendental experiences, few bridge the gap to help embody spiritual wisdom in everyday life. I call this the psycho-spiritual path. Through this podcast, I hope to share bite-sized practical insights for navigating life as an empowered sovereign being. Please be advised, the information provided in the Wild Grown Wisdom podcast is intended for general information purposes only. Vinita Mohan is a licensed therapist and healer. However, the content shared in this podcast does not replace or constitute professional advice, therapy, or counseling. It is essential to consult with a qualified mental health professional for personalized guidance regarding your unique circumstances. Thank you.